Absolute Radio Country is filled with the best sounds from Nashville 24 hours a day. But even we can't fit in everything. You'll find a full story right here. This is Country Music Talk, the podcast that takes you behind the scenes of the world of country music.
We love bringing you the biggest names from the world of country music here on the podcast, so thank you for listening. Remember to subscribe if you haven't already, and that way you'll never miss an episode. And if you're in the UK, you can listen to Absolute Radio Country live and enjoy the No Repeat Guarantee. It's our promise to never play the same song twice during your workday between 9 to 5, Monday to Friday. Right, on with the podcast.
This is the Country Music Talk Podcast from Absolute Radio Country.
It's Absolute Radio Country. I'm Baylen Leonard, and today we're joined by a brand new country music trio. They're from Georgia, but they've been making a name for themselves in Nashville. It all started out when they started posting their beautiful three-part harmonies on TikTok and Instagram. Sisters Ellie, Powell, and Lily, welcome to Absolute Radio Country, the Castellos. Why don't you guys introduce yourselves and tell us what you do in the band?
We're the Castellos. My name is Ellie.
I'm Lily.
And I'm Powell. And then I play banjo and then do alto harmony.
And I sing lead and play bass and guitar.
And then I'm the rhythm guitarist, and I sing like up high.
Okay.
I play piano and bass and all that stuff too.
I got you. So you all just kind of do everything, and you formed this beautiful band together. Was music always your thing?
It was always a part of our lives. I started playing piano when I was 8 and picked up guitar around 12 and 13, and we all grew up singing in church and playing for our hometown. We never thought we'd make a career out of it until very recently.
Well, so the career thing, it's interesting what happened there, because, and this has happened to a lot of artists, just posting stuff on social media. And sometimes people post it going, we're going to start a career here. Sometimes just people post it because that's what you do and it takes off. And so is that what happened for you? You didn't post it going, oh, let's see if we can get a record deal. You just thought, hey, this is what we're doing. Let's post it.
In all honesty, we were kind of bored over Christmas break, and Ellie was sitting in the deer stand with one of her buddies, and he was like, man, because we would sing around our hometown and he knew that we sang. He was like, y'all should take a video and post it on TikTok. And we were like, Daddy doesn't want us to get TikTok. We posted a video of us singing a Tyler Childers cover, and
here we are. That was conveniently like around the time we'd started writing our own songs, because we hadn't been writing for probably just a little over a year. So we did that, and we had the opportunity to play some of our original songs opening for someone in Athens, Georgia, which is where Pal and I went to. We went to school at the University of Georgia.
We had an
opportunity to play some original songs for someone in November of 2022 at a venue called the Georgia Theater, which is a very iconic venue in Athens, and it means a lot to us. And so then we did that, and then we started posting in December. So it kind of was like a one thing led to another moment, for sure.
Oh, I didn't know that there was an Athens connection. I have a thing about Athens, Georgia, because some of my favorite bands ever come from there.
R.E.M., like,
the B-52s. R.E.M., the B-52s. I mean, the B-52s is hands down my favorite band of all time, ever. And there's such a kind of music scene. And I mean, obviously it's a university town, but there's a real thriving music scene there as well, right?
Absolutely. And especially just those iconic bands in the 90s, kind of like, you know, fostering that environment originally. We're very proud to have an Athens connection.
Oh my gosh. I'm even more excited now that you've got an Athens connection. You were talking about writing your own music there. And I think that's one of the things that makes you guys really stand out, because it's all well and good having, you know, beautiful harmonies and having that thing, that blood harmony, because you guys are family and everybody loves that. But the songs kind of have to be there, right? You can only do covers for so long. And then your songs, your original songs, like, there's such depth to them. Because, you know, a lot of people become TikTok famous and then they're put with writers and they kind of churn out these songs, and some of them are good and some of them aren't. But like the songs that we've heard from you guys, there seems to be a real underpinning there of traditional songwriting, traditional storytelling, like scene setting. It sounds like, listening to your songs, that you guys are like old souls. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, I think, yeah, that's definitely fair to say. We love older music. A lot of our influences are older. That's kind of what we grew up on. We love the traditional, like, harmonies and instrumentals. Like, those are really important to us. And like, we want to tell our story and be storytellers. And I think we try to show that in our songwriting.
Well, it comes through. It absolutely comes through. So Georgia's where you guys are from, and then you all moved to Nashville.
Yes, we did. We moved like 1st of July. So
just like last year is when you moved.
Yes, sir.
And how are you finding it?
It's bigger than Georgetown, but it's a lot of fun. The music community here is really unlike any other city.
We write songs every day. In fact, we're heading to write after this. We write 4 or 5 songs a week, and we're getting ready for our tour coming up. So it's like a job like anyone else. You know, you have to be at a building at a certain time, and you got to work till you're done, or till you finish the song. So it's been
a lot
weird,
of fun.
But it feels normal.
That's good. And do you feel like, I mean, it's good that it feels normal, you know, instead of kind of being blown away by the whole thing, which can happen as well, you know, particularly if you move from somewhere other than. And how big was Georgetown? Is it a small town or is it a city?
So Georgetown is the second smallest county in the whole state of Georgia. There's like around 2,000 people in the county. And so okay. Lily moved from Georgetown, and Powell and I moved from Athens. So Athens is a little bigger because we were in school there.
They're part of triplets and I'm younger.
Yeah, so I've tried to explain this on air before, and I end up just getting in a complete muddle about it because I'm like, people think they're triplets. They're not. Two of them are triplets, but with a brother that's not in the band, and the other is. How many siblings are there?
You can just tell people we're triplets. It's okay.
How many siblings are there? Is it a really big family?
So there's 5 of us total.
Okay.
Our dad is 5, and we're 1 of 5, and we grew up in the house that our dad grew up into on our little cattle farm.
I love it. So Nashville is, you guys won't be able to tell from my kooky mixed up accent. I've lived in the UK for a really long time, but I'm originally from East Tennessee. So my whole family is still in East Tennessee. I know. I've been here a long time. My accent, people are like, what? But I get this whole thing of like going from a really small town and ending up in a city and then kind of feeling like a fish out of water, but it doesn't sound like you guys feel that way. And maybe that's part of Nashville because there's so many people that move to Nashville to write songs and to work in music. Do you feel like you've been kind of embraced by Nashville? Like, do you feel like you're part of the community now?
We definitely feel like we've been embraced by Nashville. It's a weird city because it's, you know, like it's almost like the city itself chooses who they want to embrace and who they don't. And we feel very fortunate that we feel like we have been. But I also feel like there's definitely a fish out of water element to an extent, but it's almost like everyone feels like a fish out of water together. So, and it kind of dissolves that feeling.
Also being the fact that there's 3 of us and we're all, you know, here together doing this together, it's like, it makes it feel less strange.
And people here are great. Like, I think,
It's been an amazing town. And people we're so thankful and blessed to be here.
Yeah, I feel like people music get a bad rep just for like, you know, out to get you and whatnot. But for some reason, like everyone who we have met in the music industry have been like really like nice, upstanding people.
So we feel very fortunate and blessed. No doubt.
Oh, that's good to hear. That is good to hear. So you've covered a lot of, you were talking earlier about doing covers, and you've covered Bailey Zimmerman and Johnny Cash and Morgan Wallen and all of that sort of stuff. But in terms of collaborations, are you getting to the point now where you're thinking about, we've got a record deal, we've got music out there, people are starting to know who we are, like collaborations that maybe once would have seemed like a bit of a dream, are they now feeling like a reality that could happen?
The only thing I'll say on the collaborations market is like, we've had a lot of great opportunities to write with a lot of artists that we really enjoy. And look up to. And so that's been, we feel like very fortunate in that regard to be able to have the opportunity to write with a lot of great artists. So
like who have you been writing with?
I don't know if I want to say, but because we might be collaborating.
It's probably less far down the pipeline than you would think.
So this is what I'm hearing from you. If I'm reading between the lines, there's even more new stuff coming soon.
No doubt.
Yes, absolutely.
No doubt.
Got it. Excellent. All right. We will look forward to that. I mean, in the meantime, we've got your debut EP, A Little Goes a Long Way. Tell us about this project and like just the feeling of going from not necessarily looking for a music career, although clearly being open to it, to suddenly you're living in Nashville, you're in the room with some of your, you know, favorite people that you're looking up to that we can't name, but we'll find out soon. And then you have this actual EP out in the world. What's that like?
I think it's a very surreal experience to be able to record music and have people listen to it and people actually like what we're doing. There are 7 songs on this project. 6 of them are ones that we wrote. 2 of them are ones that one of the songs I wrote by myself, one of them Lily and I wrote, and then the rest of them are songs that we've written with other writers, and then our cover of Hurricane, which that song just means a lot to us, so we're very thankful that we've recorded it. And I just think it's just a picture of a very unique time in our lives. And to be able to capture that in a collection of songs is so powerful. And we're just super excited to be able to do that. And like, just have these songs live in the world. Like, oh, we only have 3 songs out. Okay, now we're about to have 7. Yay. Like,
yeah.
People tell you that like when you first start writing, you will never be in that place again. You know, so the fact that we have literally one of the songs on this EP is a song was Ellie's 4th song that she ever wrote. And, you know, Ellie will never be able to go back to that time and write that song again or a song even close to that. You know, it's just because not, you know, innocence and, you know, being naive about something. You can't go back to that point in your life. Like, I don't know how to write a song, but I'm going to write a song. And she did. And it's a beautiful song. But you just can't take your mind back to that place. So the fact that we have these songs captured in a place that will live forever is super cool.
And there's sometimes, you know, you write songs, or any artist, whether, you know, you're a musician or a visual artist or whatever, that you're doing whatever that art is in order to kind of get over something or to get through something. And so there's a lot of times that you don't want to go back to that, you know, but you do want to have some sort of record of it. And that sounds like maybe that's a part of your music as well.
No doubt. Absolutely.
We were talking about you were at university in Athens, but you guys, nobody was studying music, right? Like everybody was kind of on a different trail. So what were you guys all focused on before this came along?
I actually graduated. Pal and I both graduated. Thank God, because I really wanted to do that. Have a degree from Georgia. And I did management information systems and international business. So okay. I thought I was going to do like international IT project management, like corporate world, which very happy I'm not doing that.
Yeah, that sounds miserable. And I'm a private pilot and I was working to be a commercial pilot.
Okay.
I'd go fly planes.
And then I was studying agriculture. I wanted to work in the livestock industry.
I got you. Okay. So yeah, all very different things. Some of them, I guess, when it comes to music, more useful than others. But it's always good, I think. It gives you life experience and it gives you something else to, and I don't mean to fall back on like a plan B thing. I mean, it just gives you a different perspective on the world to have studied something else, to have been in a whole different world, because it's one thing to become like super successful doing anything. But if you become super successful doing music, I think it's quite easy to find yourself in a bubble. I always think artists are more interesting when they have an outside world that they've been a part of before they get into that. Although, I mean, the pilot thing, you know, we had Tim McGraw on the show a few weeks ago and he flies himself to his shows sometimes because he's got
pilots. Jamie Johnson flies.
Dirk Bentley flies. He shotguns a can of water at his concerts and flies himself. We do not have a plane up here in Nashville.
Well, and it is also really nice to have other things to like identify yourself by.
Yeah.
And just one.
Yeah, absolutely. No doubt.
One of you fly. One of you studied international.
She speaks Korean too.
Yes. Me, I did Korean.
Well, here I sit in London, England, which is only a plane trip away. It's international. When are you guys coming to the UK? That's what everybody's asking me.
We want to go so bad because Lily's been to the Bahamas, but that hardly counts. But we've really never been out of the country
ever.
We don't have anything on the books right now. We are going to Canada twice, which we're excited about because we've never been to Canada, but we're not very well traveled at all. So the whole travel aspect of the touring thing.
But the moment we get to the chance, we're coming.
We're coming. We want to come so bad.
Come on over. We would love to have you. And I'm sure that you will have the opportunity very soon to do that. It's such a delight to meet you. I hope that we meet you in person in the UK very soon. Until then, we're definitely going to keep playing the music. So thank you guys so much.
Yeah, that means a lot.
And congratulations on everything. It's super exciting. I can't wait to see what's next.
Thank you so much.
If you enjoy the Country Music Talk podcast, chances are you'll also enjoy Absolute Radio Country. It's the place where real music matters. And we love country music just as much as you do. You'll find us online on the free Absolute Radio app, on digital radio throughout the UK, or just ask your smart speaker to play Absolute Radio Country.
Grab some friends and an ice cold Mountain Dew today.
Mountain Dew!